our bones turn over with an amazing rate. So do our red blood cells. So do our muscles. So do our guts and our skin. All of those things are turning over at an incredible rate. And as they turn over and break down, they make waste products. And those waste products, I suppose, are what some people call toxins. And those waste products have to be got rid of from the body, and they are either put out in your poo or in your weed. But that's all natural, and the body is designed to do that.
Hi, this is Len from Jawbone Radio, and when I'm in Utah, my dial is locked on to the radio, but my iPod is listening to Scott Johnson and Extra Life Radio. That's the truth.
All right, something's up with the audio levels. Hello, hello, hello. Testing, testing, testing. Testicle, testicle, testicle. Okay, hang on, hang on.
When I was young, I'm talking about the good times.
Hey, everybody. I feel like crap. Oh, and I did a pee in the microphone. Hey, this is Scott Johnson, your host of the Extra Life Radio Show. I have a horrible, horrible cold that seems to be creeping up faster and faster as the evening wears on. I apologize for my nasally appearance as host of the fine radio program this evening. Welcome to the Extra Life Radio Show. Thanks to Mind on the Net for helping us sponsor the show. They've been doing such a great job with hosting lately. And special thanks to you, the listeners, those who are subscribing for the first time, and those who continue to just subscribe over the months. If you are subscribing for the first time, I swear I don't always sound like this. This is just hideous. We are part of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And if you'd like to join in the fun, email your written or audio comments to myextralife@gmail.com. If you're in the mood, pick up your phone and call the Beef Line, 206-350-BEEF. We are sure to play it on the air. Hey, keep your promos coming. Lots of good ones lately. Got a couple more to play today. Keep that up, won't you? Now, without further ado. I want to welcome the regular Extra Life family to the show. And we have Andrew and... We have Andrew, we have Brian, we have Obsidian, and by special re-invitation, we have Rico. Welcome, gentlemen,
Suave.
To the show. Don't all say hi at once.
Me.
Oh, that's just you. Can you guys hear me okay? Because I'm kind of far from my notebook.
Breaker.
Well,
breaker.
I don't know, Scott. You sound kind of stuffy. Do you have a cold, man?
Oh, my gosh, dude. I haven't been. Yeah, I haven't felt like this in a while.
Repeat after me, Scott. Banana.
Banana? Dude, the whole thing's coming out of my left nose. I can't. It's not even coming out of my mouth.
Drink lots of NyQuil.
I'm going to tonight, dude. I'm knocking myself out.
Or a fifth of gin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know what that... what does gin taste like? What is that like?
I don't know. Lighter fluid, maybe?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Rico's like, yeah, that's about close.
I've never tried it.
I don't know. I don't drink.
Not on purpose, usually.
Well, I don't drink either. I've never tried anything. I don't know what alcohol tastes like. I know what rubbing alcohol tastes like by accident.
It was how do you accidentally drink rubbing alcohol?
I'll tell you, it was a horrible
experience.
Do we
really want to know?
You do. You
do.
Do
we want to know? I personally don't want to hear Scott telling me experiences with the word rubbing.
No, I swear you do. I swear you want to know.
First lady or vice president's wife or something?
No.
I don't want to get political.
It's nothing like that. Here's what happened. This is pretty funny. I'm in the bathroom one day, and I'm trying to...
now it's bathroom rubbing alcohol. Man, isn't this like a family show?
It's going to be...
Well, we know he has this thing about toilets and toilet seats, so...
It's going to be way cleaner than you guys think. But
I don't care if it was clean, Scott. Come on.
All right, well, here's what happened. I'm standing in the bathroom. I've got a thing, like a 25-cent bottle of Walmart brand... God. Freaking rubbing alcohol. Yeah, I mean, it's cheap, so what do you do? Highly flammable, I'm told. But I didn't, that's a different story. But anyway, I'm rubbing it on my elbow because I had a scrape, so I'm trying to clean it up and keep it from getting infected. And I slipped.
So you call it elbow now, huh?
Yes. I slipped in the bathroom on water, came down, put my arm on the counter to kind of break my fall, threw the bottle up with the other hand, and through the air came liquid rubbing alcohol that came soaring through the air and slapped right into my mouth. Yeah, it was bad.
Was this like in slow motion Matrix style?
No, no, wait, wait, wait. So this is the story you told your wife when she found you naked on the floor.
It worked, dude. It worked.
She barges in and she's like, "What are you doing?" You're like, "Oh, honey, you're never going to believe this." And this is the story you told her, right?
Yeah, it is, and it worked. She bought it. She totally hook, line, and sinkered that story. But yeah, that was nasty.
Hey, speaking of, might need that sometime.
Yeah, it's a good one. You can use it again. You can use it anytime you want. I will not charge royalties. Here's a story. Speaking of bad stories, I just want to quickly recap my week. All right, just because I'm sick of it and I'm pissed. Here's what happens. And it all, by the way, is ending with me being sick. But on the good side, we are doing a show tonight, and that has something to do with the show. Anyway, last Tuesday night, we had a show. Wednesday morning, I wake up, use my computer. About a minute into it, crashes. Did that about 8 times. Couldn't get it to work. Took it into a place. They said, "Oh, yeah, we'll have it tomorrow." It ended up not getting the part till today. So here's the worst part, though. That's nothing. The day I was taking the
computer. You on a Mac?
The what? No, that's not the worst part. That's the best part.
Well, it sounds pretty bad to me.
No, no, no. That's the best part. The worst part is the day I was taking it into him, which was last Thursday, I guess. I locked my keys in the car, okay, which is stupid on its own right. Well, I call the local police department because they do it for free and they like to do it. It's like a community
that
whatever.
That is wild. They will not do that around here.
Well, yeah. they don't in most places.
Makes them feel
You see, that's the basic difference between, for example, my country and yours. Here, when you do something like that and you call the authorities, they'll basically go make fun of you. And
really? That is the basic difference.
I mean, people that do that kind of stuff deserve to be made fun of.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm a total retard, I'll admit it. So the cop comes, and by the way, if anyone asks you this story, or if anyone ever says, "How many cops does it take to open a Honda Accord?" tell them it's 3. Because it took 3 cops. There's not even a good punchline to that. It's not even a really good joke. But 3 guys had to come one after another to finally get the core open.
Maybe when you originally called and asked for help, you slipped up and said that you had like a box of Dunkin' Donuts in the car.
Yeah, and they all thought, let's go! Let's get the whole precinct over there. But no, what happened?
Sounds like Hondas are really secure then.
They are, actually. He kept telling me that as he was digging into my window. He's going, "Well, this should make you feel good about people not getting your car. Here. But anyway. Sorry, Brian. That kind of sounded like people in your part of the country.
That sounds just like the cops around here.
Yeah.
No.
But anyway, so it gets worse, though, all right? So then it starts raining, and I'm supposed to be shuttling this computer into this place. So they finally get it done. It takes them like an hour. They finally get it popped open. They totally tore up, like, my molding and stuff. I go to the computer place. I get out. It's raining, so I'm trying to keep the thing from getting wet. Oh, excuse me. I didn't get out of the car yet. I went to get out, and the door won't open from the inside now. And that's true of both my doors. It's a 2-door.
Oh, man.
And so they clipped something inside the door that made the doors quit opening. So
did
now
you,
I'm trapped in my own car.
Did you slide out smoking the Bandit style?
Dude, I had to totally Luke Duke it right out of the side of that thing. I did.
With a computer in your hand.
Exactly. And plus it's raining. So then I take the iMac in there. I get in there. They pick their butts for 2 days and do nothing and then finally have to wait over the weekend. Then I get the thing back. Now I have a cold. The whole thing just sucks. It was just a crappy week.
You probably got the cold from getting wet.
Yeah, no kidding. That's probably part of it, I'm sure. But
probably it's the fact that you own a Mac.
It could be. Now, enough about me, because I suck. I don't want to talk about me. I blow.
I'll just kick you out of a Skype call then.
But I do. Now, hang on a second. I got to grab these. Hang on.
Right over here.
Looking to laugh? Searching for more comedy? Well then, look no further than the Misplaced Comedy Group. They do it all. Improv, sketch, parody songs, and commercials. And better yet, they can do them live, like no other comedy group around. Check out their website at misplacedcomedygroup.com for their CDs, videos, merchandise, and the locations of where they'll be next. Or check out their Greatest Hits podcast with old, new, and unreleased material. It all happens at misplacedcomedygroup.com.
Is he yelling at his family again?
No. I posted a request on the website for people to send us stuff to talk about tonight because we're not doing any specific topics. And the reason we're not doing that is because we like to do these random shows now and again. We don't have to have a specific topic every week. Right?
Exactly.
you emailed me and told me tonight's show was about cauliflower.
Oh, well, that was in
well,
a drunken state.
You know
state.
What zombies say about cauliflower.
Zombie? What?
Like the only you don't remember that? Can't eat.
What is he talking about? Can't eat that. What's he talking about?
Well, you know, 9 out of 10 vegetarian zombies agree.
Oh.
Cauliflower rule.
The other white flower. Okay, let me read a couple of these. Let's see. Okay, Stoli asks, will Obsidian come good on his Doom 3 contest promise from two shows ago?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, that's the Scott Johnson in the game thing, right? Did somebody
yeah.
send something in on that now?
The
Is
what?
That, did they send evidence of Scott being famous?
Yeah, they did. 3? I forwarded it to Obsidian, so I know he hasn't. So he's... Did we?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for this person to email me, you know?
Oh, you are?
Well... Am I supposed to, like, email the person?
Oh, well, no, I don't know. Are they supposed to email you? We're really good at
yeah.
running these contests, it would seem.
Yeah, we're way too organized.
Oh, well, that's all right. Okay, here's another one. Oh, that's a picture of a frog. Just a minute.
Picture of a frog.
I'm drawing some frogs for a guy's children's book, and they got slipped in here somehow. This is from... never mind, we're not reading that one. That's from someone who just got booted out of our forums. Let's
hey!
See. Yeah, good time.
you suck.
This is from Waldo Emerson. He says, howdy, Scott and crew. Adam here. Long time, no beef. That's pretty funny.
He says, Scott, are we supposed to make fun of the listeners?
That's only sparingly.
Fine line. You have to walk that fine line.
It's a very fine line.
Okay.
You let Scott do it because then yeah. they can't come after us.
Yeah, exactly.
He says, long time no beef, but that's all about to change. I'm having a lot of trouble finding single player mods or total conversions for Half-Life 2 and Doom 3. I've seen a number of websites.
Half-Life 2.
I said, yeah, be thinking about this because maybe we can answer him here. I've seen a number of websites that have hundreds of mods listed and none of them are finished. It's very frustrating. Do you know of any site with a good list of completed, ready-to-go, downloadable mods that I can play by myself? So he's not looking for multiplayer stuff. He says, I just quit my job.
Man,
and
if you want to play by yourself, we really don't need to know.
Yeah. He says, I quit my job and I'm going back to school, so I need something that will help me slack off properly.
Now,
this is my kind of guy. Yeah, this is my
isn't
kind of
there,
guy.
Andrew, isn't there a Half-Life 2 like expansion coming out? Isn't that coming out soon? Or
yeah, it's.
What's it called? You know,
it's Half-Life. It's called Aftermath. It actually takes place right after the end of Half-Life 2. It continues the story. Plus, they're supposedly almost done with the free mini expansion kind of thing, the Lost Coast.
Oh, yeah, the downloadable Steam one, right?
Yeah, you can either play it built into the game if you haven't done the coastal area of Half-Life 2, or you can play it separately. But that's going to be free, but the Half-Life 2 Aftermath, you're going to actually have to buy. It's an actual full expansion.
Yeah, right? it's a retail box. Now, they also have...
And I want to tell the world that I still have not been able to play Half-Life
2. Dude, I haven't played it either. We both suck.
What?
Yeah, I know.
But you could go to the store and buy it. You haven't played it because you neglect your responsibilities.
I know. I should have played it by now. I'm tempted because I just heard news today that the gold or the year game of the year gold edition or whatever is hitting the stores here shortly. It'll
don't
be less money and include a bunch of crap.
But don't buy it.
Why?
I'll have to send you a link to the article. There's a lot of people that have already bought it. I mean, it's on the shelf here already.
Yeah.
And apparently it's buggy as all get out. And apparently the Steam version in that box set has got a lot of, like, hidden stuff where it, like, constantly streams to your computer as opposed to the regular Steam.
Well, what the crap?
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's, like, all that new code they're going to have to, you know... announced to the ratings board right soon, you know.
I don't know. I was like, I have the regular edition, the regular Steam one that first came out, but there was an article, I think it's on Evil Avatar, about the Game of the Year edition. There's a bunch of people saying steer clear of it, at least until they work the problems out of it.
Huh. Well, that's good to know. Maybe I won't pick that up then. Because I haven't played it yet.
Thanks for the info. Because, you know, since I can't buy it anyway.
Yeah, but at least you'll know not to. You won't BitTorrent the Game of the Year edition. So.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Well, that's too bad. I'm sad to hear that. Maybe I'll just get the original. I'm sure there's plenty of copies everywhere else of the original thing, so I'm not too worried about it.
Although, on a side note, I heard that there's some big Burger King promo going on that if you buy a Whopper, they're giving you free copies of Doom 3 now.
Oh, shut up, you liar. Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh. I believed you for a minute. You know why?
No.
Because that game kind of sucks.
Come on, man. I mean, we don't have Burger King here, and even I knew that was not true.
All right.
Over there,
we don't even have Burger King here.
Over there, they have Burger Pedro.
Listen, the reason I haven't bought Half-Life is because I spent my money on this. Listen. Hold on, listen.
On what?
You hear that?
On Pac-Man?
Yeah, do you hear it?
Are those sheep, or what is that?
Wait a minute. No, hold on, listen. I'm going to get a thing. Hold on, here we go.
So you spent your money on lubricant, and now...
Dude, it is not lubricant.
Oh, yeah, all but right. You got to admit... That
I'm going to die. Hold on, Pinky's right up my butt.
That was funny. Oh, gets a point for that. That was funny.
I got to eat a guy. One guy. Come on.
Oh, hey, you know.
It gets worse.
Okay. Yeah. Lubricant, rubbing... Bathrooms.
Yeah. Oh, man. Holy cow, the show just went up three ratings. But yeah, listen, I picked up the Namco Battle Collection, something, I don't know what it is, but it's good. It's
greatest
really good.
Hits, basically.
Yeah, it's a bunch of classic stuff, like 20 classic games. You guys remember Rolling Thunder by chance?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, that game rocks. It's this old arcade
thing.
What
system is this on?
It's on the PSP.
Nerd. And there's some Galaga. Is that the one with Galaga?
Yeah, it's got Galaga, and it has some new arrangements of Dig Dug, Galaga, Pac-Man, Rally X. Some really cool like redos that are all 3D and stuff. And then they have all.
Is that any cheaper, Scott, or is that a normal price PSP game?
$29, so $10 less than your average one.
Okay. 20, that's not bad.
Yeah, 20 less than the high one, so it's pretty good. Anyway, but I digress. That's what I've been spending my money on. And he likes to say here at the end, he doesn't like to say it. This is what he says. And, I know this was a long time ago, but your episode about video game enemies, you forgot Andross from Star Fox, floating polygon heads, rock! Anyway. Great email, I think.
Okay.
So thank you for that. Okay, so this is from Corey. Corey says, hey, Scott, this is Corey.
Hey, Scott.
He says, well, that doesn't help, but I posted on the Geek with Sword show. I have started listening to your podcast, but I've been reading your comic for a year or so now. It's part of my daily webcomic entertainment other than PvP and PA and so on. You got me to read O's comic, too. Tell O he's doing a great job. O, you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Corey.
Yeah.
We'll keep you another week.
Yeah. He says, I've only played Dungeons & Dragons twice, but I still like his comic. So even though he hardly plays D&D, he likes your comic. Let's see. I don't think you have to be a total D&D head to like your comic. I think it's good stuff regardless. But he says here, I thought you guys should know about the 360. I think you guys should do a show about the Xbox 360 and if it's worth getting right away or should the average gamer wait until the PS3 comes out. So let's talk about that for a second. What do we think about that?
I think it's really interesting, the whole fact that I can't buy it anyway. So.
Then you shut up for this segment. Just kidding. No,
it's,
I mean...
It's really, there's a lot of things going on with that. I mean, it's just, with the two different systems, and it's just, I don't even know anymore.
So
I was pretty set whenever it was $299 and it was everything they were talking about. They never really officially announced anything, so, it was just all kind of guessing.
Yeah,
and, I just watched that Madden footage that got released.
Yeah, it looks like crap.
An official release or unofficial, but people are saying it's bad, but I'm like, a couple of things. I'm sure it's not finished by any means.
Yeah.
For one.
First releases aren't that great usually.
Exactly. I mean, look how far some of the early games for the Xbox to the way it is now, and the same thing for the PlayStation. So I mean, I think people put a little bit too much on that, but I mean, I'll probably be there when the thing comes out.
Some
good games at first.
Also, when has any game shown it like a preview or E3 ever come out to look exactly like it was during the big promo event?
Yeah, it's
exactly.
There's
a lot that's going to change between now and then.
So and remember, you know what, Rico, you bring up a good point. Remember that we're dealing with a generation change here. And so
exactly.
What happens is they're busy putting Madden out for current generation and next generation tech.
Yep.
Or any game, whoever it is. Like Burnout Revenge, which I'm totally looking forward to getting, comes out this week on the current consoles. And I'm horribly tempted to pick it up. Actually, I hear the PSP version is really good, too. Gotten like a 9.1 on GameSpot. But the point is, that's one of the launch titles for the 360. And so I'm tempted to wait because I want to see how that thing is going to look. Well, chances are it's going to kind of be middle generation. It isn't going to be – it's not going to max out the 360 because there's – you know, it's too much development time and money and effort to try to hit all the old consoles and the new console for this whole transition period. And so Madden's just if you ask me, the reason that nobody's happy about that footage is because it's not going to be – they're not focusing all their effort. You know, it's like when they were making PS1 games and they were trying to put up PS2 games.
Yeah.
You have this weird middle ground that they have to hit, and I don't know. It's always hard, I think. So I'm looking more forward to the original content on the 360, not a game that's being ported everywhere else.
Right. I think, you know, like when the Xbox came out, you know, Halo was you know, amazing, and it was a unique new game. Mm-hmm. And I think they need the same kind of thing with the 360, a game in, you know, whatever it happens to be, role-playing or sports or whatever, but something that's unique to the 360 to really sell it.
Wasn't that
I'm
one...
not sure what that is right now. But
well, it might be Gears of War is my...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. I was like, Gears of War, they're kind of billing as the Halo of the 360 machine.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and it looks amazing. It looks pretty amazing. So
I got a gripe just on the topic of all these games and stuff. There is it like Rainbow Six commercial? I'm just really getting...
Oh, the burrito exploding one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Exploding, I don't believe. It's the one where they say they start cursing in the commercial.
Oh yeah, that's what? The one. That's the one because the guy's got the blown up burrito at the end. Yeah, because they're all mad at him because they're like, "What was that sound?"
When did we start cursing in commercials? I mean, I thought, you know, I've seen on regular TV shows, but in commercials, I haven't ever seen that.
Hell in the handbasket.
That was new. That was new. No, I noticed that too. My wife even commented on it. We're sitting there watching TV, and the guy's going, "Get the guy, damn it! We're going to shoot him in the effing." Or he didn't say the F word, but anyway. The point is, it was like totally like out of the ordinary for a commercial. It kind of blew me away too. Yeah. I thought that was weird. Yeah, so you're going to run right out and get that game then? Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, it's like I found on this one guy's blog, you know, the infamous video that was shown. On the PS3 for Killzone 2 or whatever.
Yeah, Killzone 2, yeah.
Well, on this one guy's blog, he wrote a letter to, I guess, the studio making that game. And he asked him in the letter, he goes, on E3, I saw your video. Is that what the game really looks like, or was that pre-rendered? And he actually got an email back by someone that works for the studio admitting it was all pre-rendered CG, but we're hoping the game will look like that.
Yeah. You know what? I have no doubt the game will look great. It'll probably look amazing, but it's a little bit of – there's some faulty advertising happening at these E3 shows. And I know
they do that
we all
year.
Expect it. And yeah, of course they do. And that whole – you know, I just liked how the Xbox 360 was running on Macs. I brought that up before. I'll bring it up one last time.
Too, with games is just in general, it's too many people put too much in just the way it looks, let alone
the way
the game is actually playing. I mean, is it fun? Do you keep coming back? Do you want to play it some more?
Yeah.
That, to me, is the ultimate test. I mean, you can have the greatest-looking game in the world. That's happened PC.
The better-looking, the less the gameplay.
Exactly. Yeah.
You have to give somewhere.
Well, yeah, it's like, you pick up a game. You say you pay $50 for the game. The game looks like photorealistic. It's amazing physics engine, and it takes you 3 hours to solve the whole game.
Yeah. Right. Or it just sucks from the get-go.
Well, yeah, but you guys got to remember that. You know, some people, for example, there are some people that actually don't give a crap about how the game plays. A lot of people buy a game if it's pretty. And I'm sad to say that that is a whole lot of people.
Yeah, but the games don't sell. I wouldn't say it's the majority, because what happens is you get a flash in the pan hot weekend. It's like a movie with a whole lot of cool special effects.
Yep.
If that movie doesn't have good story, it's like fifth and sixth the next week, and then it's off the chart after that.
And then it's dead.
Yeah, yep. If you got a game with real content, it'll last forever. Or like a movie does.
For example, for me, something that really sells a game is not so much the quality of the graphics, but actually the quality of the design, you know, of the graphic design elements of the game. For example, I'm a huge fan of all the Final Fantasy games, but I must admit that, no wait, actually I did finish one of them. But, you know, I've played almost all of them, except, you know, those, after Final Fantasy X, you know, I didn't finish any of them. And didn't play any others. But I'm a big fan of all those, and I didn't finish most of them, but I keep on going back to them, and I play them again and again and again, basically because I love the design. You know, I love the...
Yeah.
Well, think about it. Remember
design,
this, though,
the whole
dude.
World that they give me, and that's what sells the game for
but
me.
But remember this. Length, see, I actually agree with you. I'm not into really, really long games. It's not a length issue for me. I can enjoy a high-quality short game. But it's got to be high quality. A good example to me is like Max Payne 1, the first one. That game pretty much blew me away. I thought it was really awesome, but it was really short. But I totally liked it. I was okay with that. And in fact, in a lot of cases, I prefer them a little shorter because I don't have the kind of time to devote, or I get tired and have to go on to something else. I want to, you know, be able to at least get through the thing. Playing games like...
What about Max Payne 2?
It was all right. It was okay. I didn't love it.
They say that Star Wars game, Republican Commando, on the PC and on the consoles is a really good game, but it's short.
Did you say Republican Commando?
Yeah, isn't that what it is?
Republican Commando.
Yeah, that is.
Let's go in there and get those Iraqis.
You know? George Bush.
Yeah.
Shoot those stormtroopers now.
Well, when you play... Well, yeah, in Republican Commando, you get to play the Bushbot 5000.
The Bushbot.
So basically...
Oh, that's
take
nice.
That, Darth Vader.
Well, to finish Corey's email, he says here at the end, I'm not sure if they'll drop prices, blah, 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 blah. Oh, he says, well, you guys are doing a great job, and I hope you keep the podcast coming. It gives me something to enjoy while I work through my college algebra on Wednesdays. Thanks for everything, Corey. Thanks, Corey. He's at the University of Kansas Film Institute.
Hey, maybe all we right. can slip in answers on the next show.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You learned algebra when you're studying film?
I guess. Why do you need algebra? Why would you need that?
Add up all the money.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta know. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, if you're a cameraman, you gotta know a lot of stuff. You know.
I mean, no, I'm completely ignorant. I mean, I'm completely ignorant about
that.
Well,
we
that,
know
but,
that.
You know,
yeah, is that tough?
This is not the time or place. Oh, sorry.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's kind of like one of those careers that you wouldn't expect. You know,
yeah, I know.
Algebra.
Algebra. The career.
Do you enjoy insulting others?
Okay, that was probably the worst argument you're going to see for the Firefox. Cliche internet jokes?
Peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
Making fun of girls on the internet?
Yeah, if I see one more animated GIF on how someone is hot, I might strangle them.
Then Sam Marshall Radio at sammarshall.tk is for you. www.sammarshall.tk.
I got an email from Len. Len from, you know, it's short for Lenny, I found out. I wish he'd just go by Lenny because I think that's a cool name. But this is from Len, who with his wife.
Lenny is a cool name.
I like that name. It's kind of.
So is Squiggy.
It's kind of a mob. It has a mob.
Yeah, so is Bob.
It has a mobster thing going on.
You know, I wish my name was Bob.
No, it's not like that. It's like, hey, Lenny, you want me? I should rub him out.
Later.
It's like that. So
good one, Rico.
So let's see. He says, I just listened to show 44, and you talked to that guy who does Dungeons & Dragons in the forest.
yeah, I heard that.
He said, I saw a clip of guys doing this on TV. It was ridiculous. One guy was yelling, lightning bolt, and throwing stones.
I saw the commercial.
He was throwing That's stones funny. At the other guy dressed in a rubber demon mask. It was probably the stupidest, most geekiest thing I've ever seen. He says, we played that on our show a while ago. I can't seem to find it. Loving the show. Keep up the great work. Thanks, Len.
Don't come back, Lenny.
Hey, for those who haven't checked it out, make sure you check out jawboneradio.com. I really like his show, and they've become
Oh, that was from Len on Job.
Yeah, that's Len at Jawbone.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that short for Leonard?
No, it's not short. No, yeah,
Lenny,
it is.
Isn't Lenny short for Leonard?
Yeah.
It can be.
Well, yeah, when they're born, maybe. But later on, he becomes a mobster.
When they're born, like everyone named Lenny is comes out of a pot or something. Like, the way you made it sound is like when they're born.
Hey, well, that has a funny connection.
Yeah, when Lenny they're hatched.
265.
No, that makes
when
it,
they hatch.
That's a funny connection because wasn't Leonard Nimoy in that show where people were born out of pods?
Yeah, he was
in the Body Snatchers. Yeah.
He was in the 1970 remake of it.
Take that, then. I think that's funny. Morelos Barlos. Hold on. This is Morex. Yeah. this is Morex. You know, if you have
Morex.
Yeah, it's you have to talk to your doctor before you can take it. If you get a 4-hour erection, go to the hospital. It's that stuff.
Oh, Morex.
Morex.
From the makers of NyQuil.
He says, hi, Scott. I was impressed with what O said about Japanese art, and I agree with him because I'm a graphic designer too, and I've learned to like and understand Japanese art in a way I can even apply in my daily work. You see, Japanese culture has always had a very refined sense of aesthetics due to many reasons like religion, historical background, and even nutrition. Yes, what we eat affects our intellect and the way we see life, but that's a whole different topic. Anyway. He's with you there, O. He thinks you're on the right track. Actually, I really liked what you said about that as well. I thought that was cool.
Thank you.
He goes on to have some... It's a pretty long email. I'll only read another little part of it. He says, applying this topic to video games, U.S. and European games are all about realism, or at least the artistic representation of it. It's a very good thing, but personally I prefer a cartoony-looking game that has a lot of artwork on it. Take Katamari Damacy. I never say it right. For instance,
the ball rolling game.
I thought you didn't get those games.
Okay, so I can't sing. So what? Sue me.
Yeah, all right. It's a work of art every single time, and every single time you play it. Anyway, he goes on and talks and talks and talks. Thanks for the wonderful podcast. Not to downplay what he's saying, it's actually very good, but it's just long. So we'll skip.
Yeah, but
some
you
of
do
it.
Sound like it though.
It's really good though. So I'm going to take that. Put it right there. Okay, got one from Jose Mentos.
I was missing Mr. Mentos.
I know. Yeah, he sent one on the last week when I lost all the emails, but here he is again in his bold new way. He says, well, I could be ticked because whatever I wrote after the sci-fi podcast, it must have been good. I'm sure it must have been like Pulitzer Prize winning stuff. Anyway, he says, I don't understand why you hated the 7 ending. I have lots of reasons why I hate that freaking end of that show. I liked everything about that.
Are we going to hear them?
I already did last week.
Scott has issues with things in boxes.
Yeah, I don't want to go over it again because I just...
Especially heads.
If anyone listens to the podcast...
Did you ever see the spoof of that with William Shatner?
No.
I don't...
With Shatner?
Comedy show that they...
Oh!
He did a whole spoof of that whole ending of 7 on some comedy show. It might have been that Mad TV or
no.
Saturday Night.
I can't
remember, but
William
he's in the box at the very end.
William Shatner did the spoof on one of the year showings of the MTV Movie Awards.
Oh, yeah.
It was hilarious. He played all the characters, including the head.
That's right, dude. I think I did see bits of that. Oh, see, I knew there was a reason we had Rico on. He has all the Star Trek connections to everything we talk about.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
I got to take my ears off. Wait a second.
He goes on to say, about Japanese culture, it's curious seeing that old manga and anime had a lot of Western culture, like Fist of the North Star series. I have never seen that. Have you guys seen that?
I saw actually that the live-action film.
Yeah, it had Bruce Lee in it, right?
No.
No?
No, Bruce Lee was dead by then.
No, it says it featured a pumped-up Bruce
dead,
Lee,
you know.
Who killed people
actually,
with his fingers.
Actually, there was a Bruce Lee movie called Fist of the North Star.
Maybe that's what I'm
way
maybe
before
that's what
the game
about.
We're talking, ever came out.
Yeah, but we're talking about the movie. I'm talking about the movie based on the manga.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this must be... Maybe the manga's based on the film or something. I don't know. But he then goes on at the end to say, and Duke Nukem will rise again, and all of you heathens will convert to the Duke.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Thank you,
you know,
Jose.
I think there's a better chance of me and O piloting the next shuttle mission than there is of us ever seeing Duke Nukem Forever coming out.
You know, the only way I could do that is if Dean Cain was in it.
Yeah. Speaking of Dean Cain, did you know that he was at Santa Monica High School, it became clear that Cain excelled in sports?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He actually had. He was supposed to be going pro, and he like screwed his arm or leg up or something.
Well, it says when he
the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, when he graduated in '84, he turned down 17 athletic scholarships to attend Princeton University, where he went on to be captain of the volleyball team and played free safety on the football team, setting up an NCAA record for the most interceptions in a single season.
He graduated with a major in history.
Yes, he did. That's right.
And I also heard that he plays a mean game of frisbee golf.
Really? Doesn't say that.
Frisbee golf?
Yeah, that
you can get the figurines at Burger King, right, Andrew?
Right. And if you get if you collect 5 of the figurines at BK, they give you a free copy of Doom 3.
Yeah. He is one quarter Japanese, one quarter French Canadian, one quarter Irish, and one quarter Welsh.
Wait a minute. Is that 5 quarters?
Wait a minute.
And one quarter Superman. Don't forget,
dude. They do. They added up. They do different math on Krypton. It also says.
All right, Chris, that's right.
That explains it.
It says Christopher Dean Cain is his son, who he had with former Playboy model Samantha Torres. Hubba hubba. Thanks for. Oh, by the way, Rhett Peterson is the one who sent us this fine information. So thanks thanks for having No Life and doing that for us. I appreciate it. okay, let's see who else. This is pretty much the mail show, if you haven't noticed.
Always the mail show.
Yeah, I hope everyone's all right with that.
email.
We do get a lot of mail. We got this one from Kitsura. He says, after show 44, I doubt people will bother to email you anymore. That's it. Regards, Kitsura.
This will be the last message.
Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. I have trouble remembering the shows by their numbers. What show was that? The last one?
That was number 44, yeah. Today's 45.
Okay, so, you know, because basically you threw all the emails out.
Yeah, I lost them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why everybody keeps bringing it up. It's why Jose Mentos.
By the way, Scott, are you still living in the attic?
Yeah, dude, I am. I'm up here now. It's actually not bad today. It's not 150,000 degrees today. It's actually kind of nice and cool because I had that fan going. You guys hear it earlier?
Yeah, I thought you were like someone was backing a truck up.
I know,
or something.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Okay,
farting.
This is from Vlad Bazin. We know who he is.
Dracula.
That's the guy from iHookie.
iHookie, that's right. Our good friend from iHookie. He says, I did play the Japanese version of almost every Blockbuster game. I still remember the Ninja Gaiden series, the NG3.
You know, that's quite a claim.
Yeah, he says the Japanese version of that game was hard compared with the American version. Good fun nonetheless. That's it. So that's his take on that. Now I'm just ripping through these guys. Hold on here. Will Obsidian come good on his Doom 3 con? Oh, we already read that.
Everyone's putting O on the spot about that whole. You know what's funny is I played through 50% of Doom 3 trying to give it a chance, and I was looking for the stinking door or whatever. And I have to agree with O. The only way I was able to make it from 10% of the game to 50% of the game was to put it on God mode because I got sick of just playing the actual game.
No, dude, I'm with you.
Well, you know, I finally finished the damn game in God mode, and I have to. I don't get it. I mean, what is it with? I mean, they make like this whole game, this whole impressive looking game, and the end. You know, I just wanted to bash my computer screen.
I never got to the end. What happened?
The end is that you get rescued. That's it.
Sweet, dude. Everyone likes a happy ending.
Go back to playing Daikatana.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they say video games don't create violence. he's just saying, you know, he's a perfect example right there. He wanted to bash his computer screen in when he got done with Doom.
It's because of the hot coffee mod.
Yeah, hot coffee mod.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing's What are you going to say?
Well, you know, I remember that Half-Life, you know, not Half-Life 2, because we all know that I can't play Half-Life 2. But I remember I finished Half-Life 1, and the end was also pretty disappointing. Does this happen in Half-Life 2?
I'm not telling you because then you won't want the game so much.
Oh, so it is disappointing.
Well, it's not necessarily disappointing. It kind of just ends and you're like, oh, I wanted more. You know, that kind of thing.
Is
and
it?
Hence
it
the sequel expansion that we were talking about.
Yeah, that's where they finish it.
There you go.
But is the whole last few levels jumping around on alien trampolines? Because I hated that
hell
in Half-Life 1. I hated that.
I hated the whole part in Half-Life 1 when you're on the alien planet. That
other than that,
nuts.
I mean, other than that, the game was freaking
superb.
Yeah,
it sort of didn't. Sort of, you know.
I felt like I was playing Mario all of a sudden.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's just, you got like this whole game with this whole style, and all of a sudden you're jumping on this sort of sphincter on another planet.
It is true, though. What he says is true. That's what the little trampoline, the texture for the trampoline things on the alien planet of Zen, that's what they look like.
Big sphincters. The guys that wrote that was Taco Bell Week. They were
All right, got one more here, and then I'm going to play an audio comment we got from Jeff. So here's this last one. This is from Live Gamer. Tainted Zodiac is his name also. I guess he has two names. Says, hi.
That's a cool name.
He says, quick question about your show tonight. How is everything going with the Extra Life Relief Fund? Also, could we get an update on how your extended family members and friends that are doing that were affected by Katrina? Here's a quick update on what's going on. We've collected a total of $489. A bunch of it's already been spent on health kits and relief kits and hygiene kits, that kind of stuff, and has already been sent. The next big thing is we bought a bunch of work boots, and we're going to try to get a generator for some outlying areas in Mississippi that still don't have power so that they can do additional cleanup. And Kim's parents are going down there tomorrow. We're not paying for their trip. They're just going to be taking some of the money and some of the items with them. And also maybe doing some purchasing there in Jackson or something where they find the need. And we'll document
That's
it
cool.
all. He's taking pictures and video, and we'll put that all on the site. So there's the update. Things are going great. Another quick thanks to everybody who contributed so selflessly during that whole time. It is all being put to good use, and we'll continue to update everybody on the site. That's that. Let's listen to this comment from – this is from Jeff. And hold on a second. I thought I was all queued up. It would appear that I suck at this. Thanks for
not to like go off on a tangent. On the radio this morning, they were taking calls about, you know, what's the worst thing that happened like in your life or whatever. This lady calls up on the talk show and she's talking about Louisiana and Mississippi. And she says that, she goes, I don't really feel bad for the people that live over there because they knew it was a floodplain, so it's kind of their fault they chose to live there.
Huh.
Ouch.
Well,
and the two radio people, like, went off on her. You know, they like, tore into her, and I'm thinking, I was like, okay, yeah, you may have that opinion, or, you know, there may be many people that have that opinion, but it's like, you call up, I mean, it was, like, totally off the subject. She kind of just blurted it out, and the radio people were like, okay, you know?
Yeah, I love that attitude. That's sweet when people do that. And on that happy note, here is a quick one from Jeff. This is good stuff. Listen up.
Hi, Dad. This is your son, Nick, calling from the future. And so I'm a lot older now than I anyway, I had a couple things to say that might help both of us out. First off, remember when I was trying to watch Star Wars Episode 4 and you kept bugging me with your dumb recorder and who's that and what are they doing and do you like droids and wasn't she a monkey? And finally I had to pretend I was asleep to get you to leave me alone. Well, I still never seen Episode 4. No time to explain right now, but all the copies of Star Wars in the world were destroyed in 2007. But anyway, you could let me see it again before then. That'd be pretty cool. And don't bug me this time. Okay, and then second thing, after you get all that lawsuit money from your Xbox 360 accident, don't invest in Apple. That stock's going to tank after those iTunes cell phones deaths where they have pushed out a software update over the network, and anyone wearing earbuds got their cerebral cortex nuked. So don't invest in that Apple stock. That's a bad idea. All right, got to go. Love you, Pops. Bye.
That was
awesome. All right.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
That was maybe the best. That may be one of the best email or, you know, voice comments we've ever received. So, Jeff.
That was awesome.
Big hats off to you for that. That was really funny. Let's see. What else do I have? I have something else here to play. You guys all right with that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm kind of going off my seat of my pants here today. This is...
It's an Advil ad.
This is me and a guy at work.
Uh-oh.
No, listen. This is me and a guy at work doing a song for Mario for his birthday, and we're whistling the theme. You ready for this? Okay, check this out.
Okay, to celebrate the 20-year birthday of Mario, which is today. He's 20 years old today. We're going to do a little Mario tribute. So here goes, okay? Hold on. Okay, start over. I can't whistle all of a sudden. Okay, wait. Right, close enough. Happy birthday, Mario.
Okay.
Mario's a kid.
Yeah, he's young. He's only 20 years old. Can you believe that? No, I don't think they're counting this whole Mario birthday thing. I don't think they're counting his
like
time.
Donkey Kong and
yeah,
stuff?
His time as Jumpman, I don't think is included in there. I think it was from Mario
he's
Brothers.
He's still a plumber. He hasn't even advanced his career at all. You'd think he'd be like a senior plumber. He's back at the office sending Luigi out on jobs.
Yeah, no kidding. His punk brother,
don't
dude.
Don't bother me anymore. You go out and fix the pipes.
His you know,
lazy,
to quote Scott,
good-for-nothing brother. Sorry, go ahead.
To quote Scott, I think Luigi, about 6 months back, got blown out the bottom of the porn industry.
Yeah, no kidding. The video game porn is a video game porn business.
I think he's starring in the next Hot
Coffee
mug.
If I was Luigi, I would definitely plan to assassinate Mario.
Take over.
Yeah. Why would
that
be?
No, but I'll admit, for example, I remember playing Super Mario 2, and I always chose Luigi to play with. You know, I like it.
Really?
I've always been a bigger Luigi fan than I've been a Mario fan.
Why is that?
I don't know. I guess I just like the underdog.
Then you feel bad for him because, you know, it's like he shows up at the red carpet at a big video game premiere and they all want to talk to his brother and they kind of just push him out of the way.
Oh, that's good times. Well,
I remember that awesome movie, Mario Brothers.
That show was great.
No, the movie.
Yeah, I know. It was great. It was awesome. They had those, like, hydraulic
who
shoes.
Who played Mario in that? What actor?
John Leguizamo.
Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
The guy that was in Who Framed
Roger
Rabbit.
I remember they would comment a lot in the movie that, you know, they were the Mario brothers, so he was Luigi Mario and he was Mario Mario.
He was?
Did they just bounce in that movie? Was there any explanation for how they, like,
no, they wore
boots?
Some boots.
They were hydraulic boots.
Okay. They had hydraulic boots, like, that made them jump around. Boots. And you know what's funny is the king... The Mushroom King that became the fungus was Lance Henriksen from Aliens.
Oh, no way, dude. I love
Lance
Henriksen.
Yes, it was.
I love
Henriksen.
You only
see him. You see him for, like, the last 5 minutes of the movie, and I was like, man, everyone was just whoring for cash to be in that film.
Here's quick trivia for you. What role did Lance Henriksen play? Or let me say it this way. What movie was he in where he played the role of Ace Hanlon?
Who?
Of what?
Lance Henriksen played a character called Ace Hanlon. What movie was it?
Quick and the Dead?
Oh, dude, you're fast. Are you looking this up?
No.
Oh, that's not bad. Way to go. It was Quick and the Dead. It's one of my favorite things
movie,
he ever did.
That movie's also a Sam Raimi movie.
Yeah, it is.
That's the one with
really?
Gene Hackman.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yep. Gene Hackman, a much younger What's-His-Beak.
Sharon Stone is the...
she's the main chick.
Yeah, Sharon
I remember this Native American saying that he could not be killed by a bullet in that movie.
Yeah, dude, that show rocked. It was like a comic book Western. I loved it.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio was in that.
Yeah, he was in it.
Wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was sort of like the main character, you know?
And so was Gladiator. Who? The Gladiator guy.
Yeah.
Russell
Crowe, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. This is before any of those guys.
Main
this is before like those guys were big shots, though. They weren't doing anything else. DiCaprio hadn't even done that Who's Eating Gilbert's Grape or whatever it was called.
Who's Eating Gilbert's... It's What's Eating Gilbert's Grape.
I don't know. That show sucked.
I have to say, though, I saw the Howard Hughes thing he did, The Aviator. I watched it a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it was really good. I have no idea if it was really that the way his life went down or anything, but I enjoyed it. It was he had all the little, you know, craziness of his, you know, germophobia going, and but it was just interesting to see the early days of him, you know, working on the airplane industry and getting all these things going and never really giving up. I liked it.
Yeah, I hear it's good stuff. I've heard good, great things about it. I haven't seen it yet. But
it's a little long. I think it was pushing 3 hours long, but I really enjoyed that a lot. It was really interesting.
You know what else was good? Was The Manchurian Candidate.
Pie.
Pie was good as well.
I like pie.
Pie is good always, yes.
Yeah, even floor pie. Even floor pie. Okay, what's that from? Trivia. What's that from? What's floor pie? Oh. You're letting me down.
Idea.
You're letting me down.
American Pie?
The Simpsons.
Oh.
A reason I mentioned that is I needed a good segue. I guess because we quickly, before we go, I wanted to mention that the Simpsons movie is slated now for 2008. I know a lot of people are happy about this, and there are a lot of people who think it's stupid.
Is it animated or is it live action?
It's animated.
Because, see, originally when I heard they were doing a Simpsons movie, I read three different rumors. One, it was going to be live action, which I thought would be a complete debacle. And the other two, the other two were, one, it was going to be just regular animated, and one, it was going to be completely CG.
Yeah, a CG I could deal with, maybe.
Well, I suppose it would be cool if they do it CG, but with, you know, that shading.
Cell shading.
Didn't they, haven't they done that in a couple of their episodes?
Well, they did that one. CG the one Halloween episode they did.
Yeah, that's what it was.
3D Homer. It was
called the Homer, isn't it Homer Cube?
Homer or something like that. Yeah, Homer 3, and it's got a little 3,
sort of
like a cube symbol.
Wasn't it sort of a takeoff on the Matrix?
Wasn't so much the Matrix, more like
Twilight Zone
and Mist and Twilight Zone. And
it was actually it was actually pretty cool, and it was like they did a really good job on him as him in 3D, or whatever. But I
local,
mean, truthfully,
let me tell you some trivia about that. The company that did it was PDI Systems. They were at the time based here in Provo, Utah. They then moved out to California, and they are now the development house that handles all the Shrek movies, the DreamWorks stuff. DreamWorks bought them basically. So it's kind of a cool. I mean, it's pretty old. That thing came out in like 95 or 6.
Yeah, it was amazing when it came out.
Yeah.
See, I like The Simpsons, but truthfully, I think that show should have ended at least 3 to 5 years ago.
Damn you.
I don't find it funny anymore at all.
Damn you.
Well, maybe that's because, you know, maybe that's because you're bitter and old.
I love that show. I don't want it to end.
I mean, when I watch it now, I mean, it's just, I can see the jokes coming a mile away. And so many of them, I'm like, oh, that reminds me of this episode in season 3.
All right, admittedly.
Or this episode in season 2.
Admittedly, there. I mean, 16 seasons, that's a pretty long time. I'll admit that.
That is.
But I
the
still think it's.
The show that gets me now is Family Guy, far as anime.
Family Guy's pretty funny.
I was watching American Dad the other day. That one totally cracked me up, American Dad.
Yeah, there's some funny stuff in that.
Those shows just go so far, it amazes me that there's not somebody going, oh, no, sorry, you can't show that,
probably
you can't
are.
Show that. And,
yeah.
And I swear he pulls the tape in about, you know, Sunday night at like 8:59 and say, well, I didn't get a chance to show you guys this, but just play it. It'll be okay. Just,
yeah, dude, Seth MacFarlane's crazy.
Slide through.
Well, I just saw this the other night. Everyone at work has seen it, and they kept telling me about it, so I went on BitTorrent, and I got it, and I watched it. It was the Team America movie.
Oh, my gosh. That
I have never laughed so much.
Especially that scene in the alley. And you know what I'm talking about. Oh, my
gosh. I mean, haven't seen it.
In general, I mean, the fact, I mean, I'm a
huge.
You
need to have the kids a state.
Yeah.
The kids need to be about a state away.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You watch that.
That's what I heard. I was
actually, in my forums, they were discussing the movie, and they were saying that, you know, in movie theaters, a lot of parents took their children, you know, assuming that if it was.
Puppets in it, dude.
You know, assuming that if it was a puppet show, that it was going
to
be for kids.
Yeah, parents are retarded, is what it comes down
to. I'm a huge fan of the original Thunderbirds. And I can't believe I waited so long to see it because it was friggin' hilarious.
That's
good
stuff.
And I was incredibly shocked at the detail of all the sets and everything.
Yeah, they went all out. They won some award or something for
they got nominated for like 4 or 5 different awards for that movie.
Yeah, that was crazy. Well, we got to wrap this up. We're at 52 minutes. Certainly no record, but good enough for me to edit together and get going. We hope to, by next show, have another three-segment show. Tonight was just kind of a free-for-all. Hope everyone's okay with that occasional format. I just think it's nice sometimes to just shoot the crap about various things and involve
ourselves.
The readers.
You know, we have to be ourselves and express ourselves.
Yes, we just want to be
our feelings.
Ourselves.
Oh.
No one's, who's
our
singing?
Feelings and, you know,
Brian, sing
feel.
For us. Throw down a tune.
Oh, love is in the air.
All right, well, we'll go ahead and tune out this episode, and we are planning on being here next week. Maybe something later in the week, we'll have to see. You have been listening to the My Extra Life podcast. If you'd like to contribute, as always, you can send us emails, myextralife@gmail.com, or you can send us a beef call at 206-350-BEEF. And we got lots of cool stuff planned for the future, so keep coming back, because we sure love having you. We'll see you guys next time.